True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On Talk Radio 1210 WPHC, Ed Newman Price out with a brand new hit song. Jack Carr coming to Philadelphia, coming to our area, Bucks County, the Newtown, the Zlock Performing Arts Center at the Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. Jack Carr, number one best-selling author and former Navy SEAL, Monday, October 13th, 7:30 p.m., his new book, Cry Havoc. The trailer is out for the book. It's unbelievable. It's mostly visual, so I'm not going to play it, but it's unbelievable. It looks great. It's his acclaimed James Reese series, and this is going to be a great night. So Jack Carr and me together, one night only, October 13th, Bucks County Community College. Got to get your tickets, though, because Jack Carr has a huge, huge fan base outside of just the show. People are going to try to get tickets to come. So you don't want to miss out. So go to 1210WPHC.com right now. This is not exclusive to just our listeners. Understand that when Jack puts this on his website, Jack Carr fans who don't listen to Talk Radio 1210WPHC are going to try to get tickets too. So make sure you get yours by going to 1210WPHC.com. Okay? All right. John Fetterman going after the socialist morons in his own party. This is what he said earlier today. Take a listen.
I literally was in a former communist nation. And I asked that. I said, some people in my party, some of the lefties, are talking about socialism now. What do you think? He's like, that's the worst thing ever. You're going to need a reality check if you ever adopt any of those things. You know, like, you are morons.
Yep, the morons might be winning in New York. That's the bottom. That's the bottom line. They might be winning in New York. Now, today, the United States Supreme Court announced that they are going to take a look at the president's tariffs. They've agreed to review President Trump's tariffs. The justices have moved quickly to schedule oral arguments to consider the legality of the president's tariffs. That story came out a short time ago. And the court has set a brisk briefing schedule and said it will hear the arguments in early November. Obviously, as you know, a federal appeals court last month invalidated many of President Trump's punishing global tariffs, saying the law he relied on did not authorize the administration's program. In a 7-4 ruling in late August, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit said the president had unlawfully used the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to impose steep tariffs on major U.S. trading partners. So now the Supreme Court is going to take a look at it. From Solicitor General John Sauer, that decision casts a pall of uncertainty upon ongoing foreign negotiations that the president has been pursuing through tariffs over the past 5 months, jeopardizing both already negotiated framework deals and ongoing negotiations. Few cases have so clearly called out this court's swift resolution, and they are hoping that the court will obviously rule in their favor. Supreme Court Associate Justice Amy Coney Barrett, this is Cut 15, she spoke with Brett Baer regarding a number of different things, and one of the things that she talked about was this idea that Democrats are claiming that the Supreme Court keeps ruling in favor of Trump just to protect him. And she confirms that many of the left's cases are dangerous overreach, particularly this idea that one judge can impose a nationwide injunction, one federal judge can make a ruling that applies to the entire country, for example. Cut 15.
We're hearing.
That said, the current perception, like I said, is that the left is saying this court is protecting President Trump and his effort to consolidate power. You can see that really from the recent headlines. There's a lot of them about that. The overwhelming evidence that the Supreme Court is on Donald Trump's team, New York Times, the Supreme Court is backing Trump's power grab, NBC. In rare interviews, federal judges criticize Supreme Court's handling of Trump cases. They say you're helping to certify this move towards authoritarianism. How do you respond to that?
The court decides cases as they come. And one thing that I try to emphasize to students, and one thing I try to do in the book, is place the court in the context of history. We're not deciding cases just for today. And we're not deciding cases based on the president, as in the current occupant of the office. We're deciding cases about the presidency. So we're taking each case and we're looking at the question of presidential power as it comes. And the cases that we decide today are going to matter 4 presidencies from now, 6 presidencies from now, and so on. Each of these cases that we're getting, you know, well, I mean, some of them overlap, but many present different constitutional issues.
Mm-hmm. The right, obviously.
She was also asked the question about, are term limits cut and dry after the president has made jokes about running in 2028? This is Justice Barrett's answer, cut 16.
Right. And the 22nd Amendment says you can only run for office for 2 terms.
True.
You think that that's cut and dry?
Well, that's, you know, that's what the amendment says, right? You know, after FDR had 4 terms, that's what that amendment says.
Kind of a little bit of an evasive answer from the justice, I would think. Look, I don't think Trump's going to run in 2028. I can't imagine it. I don't think it would fly anyway. There's too many Republicans that want power. There's too many people that want to run. I don't think he would do it anyway, but I think he loves to joke about it. And he loves to put it out there. He's got $1.5 billion in his war chest, but I can't see him running in 2028. And I do think it's pretty cut and dry. It doesn't mean he can't toy with them, though, because he does love to toy with them. But I do think the amendment says what the amendment says, and it is pretty cut and dry. So there you go. He's not happy with Russia, though. He's not happy with Israel today either. After Israel went after Hamas leaders in Qatar. You heard Caroline Levitt say that. And he's very upset that they did not give them proper notice. And he's not happy with Russia. This is the president, cut 18.
On Russia, Russia had a pretty big attack on Ukraine over the weekend.
I know all about it.
You have always said how good your relationship is with President Putin, but he's not really giving you anything that you want. Is that making you less trustful of him?
Well, nobody was tougher in Russia than me. That has to do with the pipeline, as you know, Nord Stream 2 and lots of other things. But I'm not happy. I'm not happy about the whole situation. You know, it's interesting. It doesn't affect us because it's not our soldiers. But they're losing now. I used to tell you 5,000. They're losing 7,000 between Ukraine and Russia, 7,000 soldiers every single week. It's such a horrible waste of humanity. So, no, I am not thrilled with what's happening there, I will tell you. I think it's going to get settled. So I settled 7 wars This, I would have said, would have been maybe the easiest one to settle of all. But with war, you never know what you're getting. But we're going to get it. I believe we're going to get it settled. But I am not happy with them. I'm not happy with anything having to do with that war. It's just such a waste of great humanity.
And he's not happy with Israel today. He put out the following statement on Truth Social. This morning, the Trump administration was notified, excuse me, by the United States military that Israel was attacking Hamas, which very unfortunately was located in a section of Doha, the capital of Qatar. This was a decision made by Prime Minister Netanyahu. It was not a decision made by me. Unilaterally bombing inside Qatar, a sovereign nation and close ally of the United States that is working very hard and bravely, taking risks with us to broker peace, does not advance Israel or America's goals. However, eliminating Hamas, who have profited off the misery of those living in Gaza, is a worthy goal. I immediately directed Special Envoy Steve Witkoff to inform the Qataris of the impending attack, which he did. However, unfortunately, too late to stop the attack. I view Qatar, whatever, as a strong ally and friend of the U.S., and I feel very badly about the location of the attack. I want all of the hostages and bodies of the dead released and this war to end now, all caps. I also spoke to Prime Minister Netanyahu after the attack. The Prime Minister told me that he wants to make peace. I believe this unfortunate incident could serve as an opportunity for peace. I also spoke to the Emir and Prime Minister of Qatar and thanked them for their support and friendship to our country. I assured them that such a thing will not happen again on their soil. I've directed Secretary of State Marco Rubio to finalize the defense cooperation agreement with Qatar. Thank you for your attention to this matter. He also put out a statement today saying that I'm pleased to announce that India and the United States of America are continuing negotiations to address the trade barriers between our two nations. I look forward to speaking with my very good friend, Prime Minister Modi, in the upcoming weeks. I feel certain that there will be no difficulty in coming to a successful conclusion for both of our great countries. And I am pleased to report that Elizabeth Surkov, a Princeton student whose sister is an American citizen, was just released by Hezbollah, the militant Hezbollah, and is now safely in the American embassy in Iraq after being tortured for many months. I will always fight for justice and never give up. Hamas, release the hostages now. Those are just some foreign updates for you, foreign affair updates for you as we go on here. The other big story of the day, of course, is the fact that the feds are going after this, the suspect in the killing of that Ukrainian refugee in North Carolina, announcing potential federal charges and potentially the death penalty, too, in that case. Caroline Leavitt was speaking about that situation today at the White House press briefing. And this is what she had to say regarding that brutal, senseless killing, this schizophrenic lunatic who was in prison and 13 different criminal arrests. And this guy was in jail at one point for armed robbery. How this guy was on the streets, it's mind boggling. But this is what the White House press secretary said.
Today, I would like to address the tragedy that has not received nearly enough media attention, the brutal murder of Irina Zarutska. Here are the facts that many outlets have shamefully and intentionally failed to report until President Trump drew attention to it. On August 22nd, Irina Zarutska was stabbed to death on the rail system in Charlotte, North Carolina, by a savage career criminal. This is a public transportation system that many in the area use every single day to go to school and work. Irina was on the train that night traveling home from her job at a pizzeria, still in uniform from her shift. This beautiful, innocent 23-year-old young woman was a Ukrainian refugee who had recently fled her country for a chance at a safer life and a promising new beginning here in the United States of America. But tragically, a public transportation system in a major American city was more dangerous than the active war zone that she left. The president and the entire White House are praying for her family and friends during this unimaginably difficult time. But while we extend our thoughts and prayers, we must also seek justice for this crime and call attention to this heinous incident. Surveillance video of the killing was finally released to the public this past Friday. It shows the alleged killer, DeCarlos Brown Jr., pull out a knife, get up from his seat behind Irina and prepare to thrust a blade into her neck before the released footage gets cut. This is pure evil on full display.
White House, the Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, also said if these cities can't keep their transit system safe, maybe they don't deserve federal funds. I don't have the clip number in front of me, but you got it. This is, go ahead. Okay. Sorry, I lost the sheet. Got it there, Matt?
You know, the president said these are evil people, and he's right, but it's also evil politicians, like the mayor, the city council, the DA, the governor in North Carolina, evil people with evil policies that are actually destroying communities. So the problem, Sean, is a lot of people, like the rich liberal, they can't ride Uber, they don't have a driver, they don't have a vehicle, they actually have to ride public transportation. And public transportation has become an epidemic of violence and homelessness across the country. And so we don't have a ton of equities at DOT, but we do have money. Your federal tax dollars go to fund a lot of these transit systems across the country. And we have to look at them and say, well, maybe it's appropriate that we start pulling some of that money back, because I don't think the American taxpayer wants to pay for the homelessness and criminal element that harm little 23-year-old girls like this who are going home from work from ordering a pizza. That they're going to get stabbed in the neck, and liberals want to hide that story so you and I don't talk about it, so the American people don't know that their failed policies don't work for the American people.
This guy who had been arrested 14 different times, he was released in January by North Carolina Magistrate Judge Teresa Stokes with just a written promise to show up for court, though his rap sheet showed a history of violence, mental illness, including schizophrenia, and past incarceration for crimes such as armed robbery. So now the feds are getting involved. The FBI is looking into it. And this has obviously just sparked a lot of outrage. It also sparked a lot of outrage that the media has not been covering this. There's even a story today that Wikipedia might have been covering and censoring the story as well. Wikipedia accused of censoring the page on the murder of this Ukrainian refugee. And so some people are now saying the left is basically trying to cancel Irina Zarutska. Outrage erupted on social media on Monday as multiple conservative influencers shared screen grabs suggesting that Wikipedia was trying to take down a page detailing her death. The left is canceling her, wrote one person on social media who's a conservative influencer. People who die due to Democrat crime or open borders policies are always canceled. It's a penalty for embarrassing the party. And a couple of other screen grabs of that stuff as the article was taken down, and just, well, Brian Stelter basically saying that it was racism. I don't have that clip either. I dropped the page, but here's Brian Stelter suggesting that those of us who were talking about it, it's just racism. And go ahead.
Right. Most murders in the U.S. never become national news. This one's garnered attention for a couple of reasons. Number one, first and foremost, the recent release of that gruesome video. Second, the energy from pro-Trump activists. They picked up on this video from local news and ran with it. It's a little bit like the times when civil rights groups have raised attention about police-involved shootings. In this case, it is Trump-aligned influencers who are posting up a storm about this case on social media. Really, over the weekend, Elon Musk, Charlie Kirk, other Trump-aligned figures succeeded in making this senseless death a symbol of big city crime. We heard President Trump asked about it yesterday when he was heading home from New York City. He didn't seem to know much about it. He said he would get briefed. And then today, Trump did know all about it. That's exactly what has happened here. This story has trickled up from local news to social media and now to the president's attention. And it's being used, as you said, Brianna, as a political symbol, with MAGA media calling for more forceful punishments and more incarceration. I have to say, some of the replies to Musk, some of the comments around this story are baldly racist, stoking fear of African Americans because this man attacked a white woman. The open racism on sites like X today, it's eye-popping. But there are also legitimate questions about this so-called career criminal, someone who had been a repeat offender. And those questions, I hope they're not lost amid all of the cesspool kind of comments on social media.
So this idiot finds people with 60 followers on social media who say horrific racist things and then tries to make it emblematic of why the story is catching on with so-called MAGA media. It's ridiculous. The story's catching on because this young, innocent woman goes on a train And then out of nowhere, a guy stabs her in the neck. And it could have been your daughter or anybody's. I mean, it's just, it's the senseless nature of it. And yeah, it's on video. And the fact that nobody went to help her. And this guy just does this. And it's the kind of thing that it shakes you to your core, because you can't imagine this stuff happening in the United States of America. I mean, she fled a war zone and then dies on a train in Charlotte, North Carolina. So, yeah, you're going to get some idiotic posters posting racist stuff that has nothing to do with the fact that you and I are talking about the story. But Brian Stelter is a twerp, and he's going through puberty, and so give him his space. All right, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. He is the man, and I'd love for you to go see him. Let's talk about your health. Let's say you need to undergo complex dental surgery. I'm talking the whole nine yards, implants, crowns, etc. Are you really going to trust just any old pop-up dental chain? No, you want the best of the best. When it comes to complex dental surgery, for over 12 years in a row, Dr. Mike has been recognized by his peers as a master of complex, masterful dentistry. Dr. Mike treats other doctors. The experts call Dr. Mike the expert. You want a dentist who actually cares about your health. See, with Dr. Mike, it's not about cost. It's about care. His compassion and commitment to your health is his top priority. That's why Dr. Mike is the dentist of my entire family. So when it comes to your health, including your dental health, that is not the time to cut corners. You want the best and only the best. That's why you should make your appointment to see him today. Get a free dental implant consultation. And if you've already had an estimate for one, get a second opinion. Believe me, it is worth doing. You can call his office at 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. My buddy, my friend, and the undisputed master of dental implants, master of complex dental surgeries, dental procedures, Dr. Mike Veneria.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Newman Price has a new hit song out. It's going to be huge. It'll be epic. But first, Don Lemon got yelled at on the streets in New York City. I know Matt DeSantis is excited about the two Don Lemon clips we have.
Yeah, this one needs to be believed.
Oh, you got to believe it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You want?
It is bleeped. It's ready to go. I'm just saying. Oh. There's a lot of bleeps in this one.
So he did a live segment for his YouTube channel. I'm sure dozens of people enjoy that, the Don Lemon YouTube channel. He approached some random people on the streets in New York City for interviews and got skewered by one man who probably speaks for all of us. Take a listen.
How you doing, sir?
Can we talk to you?
Where are you from? Do you live in New York?
Who are you?
Don Lemon.
You're a moron, dude.
Thank you. So are you.
Yeah, oh, that's very nice of you to say.
Nice to see you.
Except you've never heard anything I've had to say, and I've heard a whole bunch of what you've
said. I'm glad
had
you watch
say.
Me.
No, I don't.
Why?
But you just get clipped everywhere.
I know, but why don't you? You said you don't watch me, but yet you know who I am, and I get clipped.
Before I realized that CNN and MSNBC were full of shit, every once in a while I'd
what
see
you
talking.
What do you watch?
I watch all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, but why do you say CNN and MSNBC are full of shit?
Because they lie.
But about what? Be
everything.
Specific. What's everything?
Everything.
Yeah. And he accidentally called transgender Delaware Representative Sarah McBride the D word. So she was so Representative McBride, who is a biological male, was showing Don Lemon a hemi, I guess. And Don Lemon, who would yell at somebody for misgendering Representative McBride, who is a biological male, said this.
This is my car. I'm heading back to Delaware.
It is, dude. Do you have a hemi in here? What is it?
This is a beautiful Chevy Equinox, American-made.
You got a whole closet back there.
It's a trash.
Dude,
office.
Can you roll this down? No. Look, she's got a whole closet full of clothes. That you're not living out of your car. Is this
I'm
a weekend
not.
Breaking
no,
news?
No, no.
Is this
but
an exclusive?
You always need a change of clothes.
Yes.
That dude is a dude. All right, here's Newman Price with a brand new hit song about, this is about me getting bumped from Fox, which I did not get bumped today, by the way. Went all the way up to New York, did my hit on America's Newsroom, me and Elizabeth Pipko, and didn't get bumped, for the record. But nevertheless, we commissioned Newman Price to do a song for us. I have some other ideas I'm going to email him about, but should we take a listen?
Yeah, I will say it's not the poison every rose has its thorn ballad that we originally asked for, but it's still good nonetheless.
Well, as a music aficionado, Justin Otero, it meets your standards?
I would say it meets my standards. It's a good one.
All right. It's a little lukewarm on Justin's endorsement, but let's take a listen.
They call him up in the morning, say, Rich, you're the guy we need. By lunchtime, plans start shifting, and they pull back on the lead. They're leaving Zioli hanging like a headline out to dry. Bookers keep on playing, but you'll never see Rich cry. Oh, we'll get you on tonight. Hey, but the lineup passes by. He's suited up and ready. He's reading through his notes. When the van pulled up for the remote feed, it was there for Dr. Coates. They're leaving Zioli hanging, promise spotlight pulled away. Fox keeps rearranging, maybe next time Rich okay. From Philly to the network, he's the voice they wanna hear. Matt and Justin shrug it off. Zioli chugs a beer. Yeah, they're leaving Zioli hanging, but he's smiling through the game. When the cameras finally find him, everybody knows his name.
Bravo, Newman Price. Bravo. And that song is the big story of the day, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. For 12 years in a row, Dr. Mike has been recognized by his peers as a master of complex dentistry. Schedule your free implant consultation today, VeneriaDental.com. By the way, Cracker Barrel suspending all the remodeling of their restaurants, along with the going back to their old logo. What an absolute waste of money. We'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
All right, let me jump right in here to Senator Dave McCormick joining us live on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Senator, thank you for making the time today. How are you?
Hey, Rich. How are you, my friend?
Great. Doing very well. A lot to chat about. I wanted to get your take. I know that we were going to talk about what's going on here in Philadelphia. But the brutal stabbing in North Carolina has got the nation talking, and you've talked a lot about crime, obviously. Did you want to share any thoughts on that?
Well, just what a tragedy. I mean, the fact that we can see that kind of violence amongst us in our cities is just evidence of the need for strong leadership to bring law and order. And that's happening in Washington right now with the National Guard. I live in Washington part of the week, and I can see a radical difference when leaders stand up and enforce it. The second thing I say is the media presentation of this. The fact that it wasn't presented as the tragedy, it was the unthinkable, it's just as further evidence that, you know, most people aren't getting the full story of what's going wrong with America. The media is very biased, and we need to fix it.
Yeah, well said. Well said. I saw you were at the Rose Garden Club the other night with the president. The Rose Garden Club, the inaugural dinner, and you got the big invite. That's pretty cool.
I got the invite, and I sat next to the president. It's probably 108 people there, and it was tables of four. So I ended up sitting next to the president. He invited me to sit with him, and it was incredible. First of all, it's beautiful. Any talk of destroying the Rose Garden was completely not true. Every rose bush is intact. What he did is he put beautiful stone where the wet, soggy grass used to be. So if you're a woman, your heels don't punch through it. And put in a great speaker system. And so it was like a perfect night. The autumn moon, you know, him welcoming his guests to the inaugural night. And, you know, we had a chance to chat a bit. And the main thing we talked about was just the progress on delivering on the promises that the president made on the campaign trail and I made. And you and I have talked about, but great things are happening in Pennsylvania with the Energy Summit, with the Nippon U.S. Steel deal, with Hanwha investing $5 billion in the Philly shipyard, 5,000 new jobs. The number one thing that I promised was we're going to do everything we can to create jobs for working families. And that's what's happening. One of many things that's happening under the Trump administration, and I'd like to believe that I'm helping a lot in Pennsylvania to make sure that happens here.
Well, you certainly are right here in the Philly shipyard, Senator McCormick. Let's talk about that and that big investment and what it's going to mean for our area.
Well, you know, it's just, first of all, you got to start with the problem. The problem is that the United States only has about 3% of global shipbuilding at a time when the world's becoming a more dangerous place, where we need, you know, China's in the South China Sea, where we need LNG export capability, where our Navy is over, you know, overmatched by China. We need to build new ships, and we don't have the ability in the United States. And what happened just earlier, I guess it was last December, was Hanwha, a big Korean shipbuilder, made an investment and bought the Philly shipyard. And they bought it for $100 million. I visited that three or four times. I took the CEO to visit Secretary Hegseth. I visited the shipyard with the Transportation Secretary. And we've been making the case that we need to invest in shipbuilding. I co-sponsored the Ships Act. And sure enough, Hanwha, as a result of the focus that the administration has brought, has agreed to invest $5 billion. That's 5,000 new jobs in the Philadelphia shipyard. These are welders, pipe fitters, electricians. These jobs are six-figure jobs. And most important, they're going to go from building a ship and a half per year to 20 ships per year over the next 5 years. This is a huge thing for Southeast Pennsylvania. It's a huge thing for America. And my guess is we will see even more investment in the Philadelphia shipyard. There's another great company down there called Rhodes that builds components for our submarines and some of our ships. I've also visited there. This is a rebirth of shipbuilding in America and, you know, rebuilding our defense capability.
That's what we need. I mean, we really do. And why not, right? I mean, we got this great shipyard. It's right in our backyard. It's Philadelphia. We can reach the Europe and the rest of the world faster than other parts in the country when it comes to exporting our liquid natural gas and building ships and everything else. Why not make it the preeminent shipyard in the country?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the Koreans bring a lot of know-how here. They have one of the biggest shipyards in the world in Korea. And so in America now, we're going to get that next generation technology for our domestic shipbuilding. So, you know, one of the things the president said is we need to bring back manufacturing jobs, but they need to be state-of-the-art technology, next-generation manufacturing jobs. That's what these jobs in the Philadelphia shipyard are going to be.
Senator, how concerned should we be about AI taking jobs as we're making all these investments in things like data centers and AI and the energy it's going to power it?
Well, I think the starting point is, first, I think it's, you know, we need to talk about the risk and the downsides. But the starting point is the AI energy revolution is happening. It's not like we can avoid it from happening.
Right.
It's happening around the world. It's a race with us and China for leadership. And I say energy revolution and AI revolution in the same sentence because they're very closely linked. You can't have AI development without energy dominance. You've got to have energy innovation to make it work. And Pennsylvania is unique in its ability to lead the charge in America, help win this battle against China because we have great natural resources, natural gas, nuclear power. We've got great skilled workers. So we're blessed in our ability to kind of meet this need and challenge. But like all change, it's going to be disruptive. You know, the things we need to worry about, we need to make sure that we don't see an uptick in the price of energy that's going to affect consumers. We need to make sure that we maintain clean water. We need to make sure that we manage this development well. The best way to do that is to have lots of energy supply. And it is going to be disruptive to certain types of jobs. And there was an analysis that just came out of Microsoft in the last couple months. I think it shows what I see in Pennsylvania, which I think it's actually going to be opportunity and create a lot more blue-collar jobs because of all the energy infrastructure and all the data centers. Those are jobs for people to build those things. You can't do that with AI. And I think the risk in the near term, at least the foreseeable future, is going to be on certain white-collar jobs. These are like lawyers and things like that, where you can imagine how AI could fulfill 80% of the job. I was talking to the CEO of Microsoft recently, Satya Nadella. He told me that AI can now do about 80% of the coding that their software developers used to do. And now their software developers can focus on the 20% that's the most strategic, significant, so forth. For the time being, that hasn't mean they've gotten rid of any software developers. It's meant they're more productive. But you can imagine a time where this is going to take away certain jobs in the white-collar space, and we need to adapt. That's the way it always happens in periods of disruption. We have to adapt.
Senator Dave McCormick is with us. It's great to have him on the show. I was at your Energy Summit. I appreciated the invitation, and it was a great day. It really was. You are also working very diligently on permitting reform. That's been near and dear to your heart, right?
It really has. And, you know, we honestly didn't have a chance to focus on it here in the Congress until we got through the Big Beautiful Bill, which was, you know, the starting point, because that delivered on so many of the promises that President Trump made and that I made in terms of tax reform and rebuilding the military and securing the border and school choice and so forth. Now this fall, I think we can begin to turn our attention to permitting reform. And I'm cautiously optimistic that we're going to be able to, we need 60 votes in the Senate to make that happen. That means we need to get some of our Democrat colleagues on board with it. And I'm optimistic we're going to see some progress on it. We got a lot of work to do. The reason being is I think the politics around energy are changing.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened in my election, Rich, when you saw Harris and Casey, they didn't have a clear message on fracking and energy and the importance of it to Pennsylvania and other places. I think that's starting to change, and I'm hoping we can convince 60 of them, or 10 of, I guess not 10, I guess 7 Democratic senators to join our effort. If we can do that, we're going to get some reform through. We also need reform, permitting reform at the state level, and that's something that I continue to encourage the governor and others to do.
And Senator John Fetterman seems to be open to working with you on that, right?
He really has. He's been a great partner. We don't agree on everything. We have lots of differences, but on the things we agree on, he is just a great partner. And that's, you know, the fight against anti-Semitism, the need to secure the border, the need to stop the flow of fentanyl. And you're right. He's really become open-minded about energy and the need to find ways to work together to take advantage of that opportunity for Pennsylvania.
I'll tell you, I was with Senator Dave McCormick. I was with a guy who works in the nuclear sector the other day, and he was just thrilled at the president's deregulation around that industry, and also thrilled about the deregulation around natural gas and liquid natural gas export and that ban going away. Both of these things benefit Pennsylvania, but they also benefit the whole country. And as a guy who lives in New Jersey and watching how they got rid of our energy production in New Jersey, and now we have to bring it all in, our energy rates have skyrocketed. We need more supply. We all need it. You're working very hard to bring that to the country.
No doubt about it. I mean, it's by some estimates, our energy demand's going to increase by a factor of 3 in the next 15 years. And it is truly a source of national power to be a net energy exporter. Listen, this the former president, President Biden, was just, in my opinion, deeply flawed on recognizing that. And I think President Trump has come in and done all the right things in terms of deregulation and focusing on the energy sector. And you're right, it's all forms of energy. So I'm in favor of everything that supplies energy to our grid and to our national security. I'm just opposed to subsidizing it. So some of the things that were happening with solar and wind, I was opposed to because it was creating inflation and sure, distorting the market. But we need to double down. I was in a coal mine on Friday. We're a big coal producer. We are a huge natural gas producer. We're number 2 in the entire country on energy production in Pennsylvania. We are an energy state, and that puts us in a great position to win this battle. And, you know, Rich, I try to talk to my colleagues in Pennsylvania about this. We're in a big fight against China, but we're also in a battle with Tennessee and Virginia and Florida and Georgia.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to compete for this investment too. And so we got to be smart and make Pennsylvania the most attractive place in the country for this new investment. If we do, Pennsylvania is going to continue to rip on this this renaissance we're seeing, which I think is going to be absolutely great for Pennsylvania, and make sure our kids stay in Pennsylvania or come home after college.
Before I let you run, you're chairman of a very important subcommittee in the Senate that deals with foreign relations. And this is also everything we're talking about right now is a national security imperative, because if we can be supplying Europe and other countries around the world with our natural gas, then they're not buying it from Putin. And that's just everybody wins with that.
Absolutely. And, you know, listen, it's a critical part of our national security. It's a critical part of our economic future. It is a win-win-win for everybody. And you know, this isn't, in my opinion, a Democratic-Republican issue. This is something that is truly at the core of the Commonwealth's future, and that's why I've been such a big proponent.
Oh, good. Keep up the good work, Senator. It's great to have you back on the show. You know, it's funny, the Rose Garden, I thought about this with the paving. First thing we did when we moved into our old house with the soggy backyard was put pavers down. It's just a no-brainer.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was beautifully done. Beautifully done, as you might imagine. And the president was making a special point. He said, I wanted to make sure the stone matched the color of the White House so it would be beautiful. It's
And no scratches.
No scratches.
No scratches on that stone.
It looked great. And the renovations are not done. He was describing the ballroom and the east, you know, that's going to be added onto the east wing. Now, one thing that I just want to make sure the listeners know, none of this was with taxpayer dollars. So President Trump's paying for this out of, you know, various accounts, monies he's raised, personal monies, the flagpoles, the Rose Garden, the new ballroom. All of this is in the people's house, in the White House, but not paid for by the taxpayer dollars. The president wanted to make sure that it was paid for by other means, which I thought was also a great thing.
Senator Dave McCormick, thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Rich. Good to be with you.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.